Hey, this is Pastor Mark Robinson, and I want to take a second and welcome you to this week's episode of This is Wildwood, a conversation where we celebrate what it looks like to follow Jesus together to the glory of God at Wildwood Community Church in Norman, Oklahoma. Thanks for making the space to be with us today. Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, we're going to be talking about what it looks like for us to be for the community following Jesus together with us to the glory of God. We believe our geography matters and that Jesus planted us in Norman, Oklahoma for a reason. And part of that reason is that we would equip our members to reach out to those around them and share the gospel and the love of Jesus with those in their circle, in their network. And with me today to help share a little bit of that story of what that looks like around Wildwood, at least in one area, is our pastor of adult ministries, Brian Hayes, together with Chase and Julie Russell, two of our members. And we're just welcome, everybody. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
So, Brian, maybe I'll start with you. One of the things that we have done to help equip the body to reach their neighbors and their community has been to invest in a block party trailer. So maybe tell us a little bit about what we've done and why we've done it.
Well, thanks, Mark. We have invested in a block party idea. This came from one of the members here, Lisa Gehring. It was really her her idea. She had heard of other churches that have been successful with it, and we were really looking for ways to activate our body and get to know our neighbors. We know Christ calls us to love our neighbors, and I think for the most part we do, but in some cases we don't know who they are, and yet they live next door. We wave to them and we're friendly, and we would love them if we'd get to know them. And so we just thought that this would be a great way for us to get to know our neighbors. You know, anywhere, anybody in our community, it'd be something that small groups could do together, that the church could reach out just beyond those that come to church, but to reach out to those close to them and to get to know them.
Oh, that's great. So as you know, we have this block party trailer and it's available for Wildwood members to use. If somebody were to get the trailer, what would they find inside it? Well, what are the resources that are available as a part of this trailer?
Well, it's not a party until you unpack the trailer. Okay. So the party's inside. It does take people that's required, but inside, it's just packed with a lot of fun things. And a lot of people might have some of these things, but when you put it all in a trailer, it's all right there. So we've got a lot of tables. We've got chairs. We've got a popcorn machine. We've got a snow cone machine. We've got tons of games. We've got a tent canopy. We got a generator to make everything light up. And a ton of just games, you know, just all kinds of games like cornhole and frisbee and footballs and these kinds of things, to a grill and these kinds of things that just make the atmosphere fun, music machine and these kinds of things. So everything's inside. Will need to be, you know, coordinated and all that. And we also provide information ahead of that to promote in your neighborhood. So postcards, door hangers, these kinds of things. So we have the materials, not inside the trailer, but ahead of it, a plan to reach out to the neighbors just based on what the goals of the small group might be.
We have provided these with a purpose in mind, and that purpose is to help our members get to know and ultimately be able to share the love of Jesus and the gospel with those around them.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's natural to once you get to know someone and they start to share a little bit about themselves, it's pretty normal just for that relationship to grow. You get to know their needs. You get to know how to help them. You get to know them on a first name basis. And so it takes that just wave and a hi and a smile to another level, to where now a conversation can happen. And so that's our hope. When conversations start to happen, then invitations can start to happen. Either come to our small group. We'd love to have you in our home. Maybe it's a meal. Maybe it's inviting to church. And Mark, you know, this would be a great goal would be at some point, you know, maybe you get the opportunity to share Christ. And wouldn't that be great? But so this is the effort. It may start small. It may start just in getting to know people. But our hope is that we'll touch them with the gospel one day.
Yeah, well, praise God for that. And, you know, we've been involved in this as a church for about a year now, and a number of people have said yes. They've said, hey, we would love to be a part of that, and block parties have been hosted in a number of different neighborhoods. But one of those neighborhoods where a block party was held was in the neighborhood of Chase and Julie Russell. And so, y'all, thanks so much for being here today. And
sure.
Maybe take a minute and introduce yourselves to us. You were one of those who said yes. Mm-hmm. We'll get to the block party in a minute, but maybe for those who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sure. We're Chase and Julie Russell. We've been coming to Wildwood since 2005, back when we were in college. We're still here today. We've got two kids, Everly, who's 3, and Caius, who is 1.5.
And a new baby coming in December.
Yes.
So, looking forward to that.
That's awesome. And in between your time here in college and your time here now, where did you live?
So we lived in Nicaragua for about 6 years.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, we're so thankful to be able to partner with you as you went there with One by One. And now that you're back helping direct those ministries stateside, it's just so encouraging to me that you have an interest in reaching out to those in your sphere, even not just in Nicaragua, but here in Norman. And so talk a little bit about how you heard about this block party idea and what prompted you to say yes.
I guess I'll go. living in Nicaragua is a part of it. You know, we were really fortunate to have good community where we lived in Nicaragua. We had we live near a lot of other Americans in Nicaragua, and just we knew them, and you'd go outside, you'd say hi, you'd have a chat. We would literally borrow a cup of sugar from the next door neighbor. Your windows are always open, so you, for better or worse, know what their lives are like, and they know what yours are like, but you can lean out the window and just call out to them, say hi to...
It's like 1950s America.
Exactly.
You're painting a picture, of course. Yeah.
It's the good parts and the bad parts of it. But it was really refreshing to be connected with people around us. And it's something that we've wanted ever since we moved into our house 3 years ago now, just to know the people around us. And some of our neighbors were immediately receptive to us when we came. So we were somewhat intentional about, you know, walking across the street to say hi to people, which... A little bit when you're new, you can say, hi, I'm new here. You have at least something to say, as opposed to, hi, I've been here for 3 years. So have you, I think. but just to start the process of meeting people and engaging with people was a big draw for us. So we've wanted to do something because we've only met a handful of people. So we kept thinking, well, we should have some kind of cookout and invite people. We should have some kind of something and invite people. And just delayed and had kids and made excuses. but it's funny. When we saw the block party program, it was like, okay, we really need to jump on this. So that was kind of, it was something that was already in the works. The block party was just immediately, I feel like it fit the bill.
Yeah, and Wildwood does a great job of advertising. So, I mean, we heard about it at church on Sunday. We saw information in the church and around the church, and then also on social media. So that's kind of how we learned about it. But
yeah,
great. So you decided you were going to do this, and then you had to invite people, right? So how did you? What was the circle? Were they people that you'd already met? Were they people you hadn't met? Everybody on your block? I mean, how did you? How'd you do this?
I would say we probably know, I don't know, about 10 of the households around us, but we kind of live on a corner, and there's 40 households. We went on Zillow and counted in our little square around our house, and so we were like, okay, let's just invite all 40 of those, So, which was a little bit nerve-wracking because there's been some conflict in our neighborhood recently with animals and situations. But we made our own invite because we wanted it to seem very personal and just invited people to come over. We included a potluck sign up online so people could come, which we debated about whether to do that or not. Chase actually read a book, and I read part of it, called The Art of Neighboring, which one of the things they suggested was when you throw an event like this to have people bring things, because then it makes it more doable for other people in the future. If other people see us doing all of the work and they think, I could never do something like this. So we liked that idea. So we were going to provide all of the hamburgers and hot dogs and chips and drinks. So just kind of some basics. And then other people brought sides. And then we could know who all was coming to. And yeah, so we walked around and we put an invitation in everybody's mailbox. Our three-year-old Everly loved helping us do that, walk around with us and put them in there. And we did that about 2 weeks ahead of time. And then we did another one, a reminder, 3 days ahead of time, just so people would remember. Yeah, so we also got four other Christian couples that are around us as well to invite people they know, and then also just to be there so that we had a kind of a core group of people there at the very.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we picked a date that was going to work for those four families as well, kind of because I'm always in constant fear of throwing a party and nobody coming. So I'm like, at the very least, it'll be our five families. We're going to have a great time. Yeah. But I didn't want people we didn't know to have to be the first ones to show up. And so if they were to peek over the fence and see there's already a handful of people, they would be more likely to come. People didn't do a lot of signing up on the potluck site 2 weeks out. But in the last, I think, 48 hours, we started seeing people respond. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
But, yeah.
So how did it go? Like, so you had the invites out there, and people began signing up 48 hours, and you had the five families that were kind of the core. How did the event go?
It went really well. So more than the five families came, thankfully. I think we were only about 40 or 50% of the turnout. So we had about...
That's great, though.
I think we had about 35 to 40 people come.
That's awesome.
Which was really great. And half of them we'd never met before. They had known someone else was there. I think we had someone come who didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. But there are families with little kids that live nearby and that we didn't know they lived there. And... But yeah, so people came and it was great.
Yeah, two families came and they live a couple houses down from each other, and each of them had a 2-week-old baby. So they brought their little babies, and they were telling us that they knew there had to be other families, you know, with young kids in the neighborhood, but they just hadn't met any yet. So they were excited to come and meet new people. So
I was pleasantly surprised that people wanted to come. I guess, again, back to the me being afraid no one's going to come to an event. People were excited there was an event in their neighborhood that was for them. And that it wasn't necessarily like a corporate-sponsored thing. It was like, this is neighbors hanging out with neighbors. And people were excited to come. I think it was a good call to have people bring dishes because they wanted to. This was a gathering of peers that was investing in the community. And I think most people would like to know their neighbors more. I don't think everyone knows what the next step is or is willing to do the next step. But to kind of have a platform where they can easily engage is real non-threatening. It was real successful, real encouraging.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, we even put our phone numbers on the invites as well. So we had people texting us the day of that were like, I really wish I could make it, but I can't today. But thank you so much for doing this. Or one lady even mailed us a card and afterwards and said, thank you for doing this. Wish I could have been there. So people were excited that it was happening, even if they weren't able to come.
That's great. Anything, having gone through that experience, anything that you saw God do in the midst of that?
Well, one thing that jumps to mind right away is there was like a really high chance of rain forecasted that day. And it was like almost definitely going to rain. The guy that dropped the trailer off is like, yeah, it's probably going to rain tomorrow. I'm like, I know. I've seen the forecast. And we decided we're gonna push forth anyway. And so we did clean our house to just in case, which our house would not comfortably accommodate 35 people inside. But we prayed about it. And that morning, the forecast cleared up. It was a beautiful day, perfect day for hanging out outside. That was just it was really good. A lot of people asked about the trailer. I was real self-conscious about the trailer, to tell you the truth. Because another fear I have is I didn't want people to think this was some kind of churchy bait and switch where it's going to be like, oh yeah, there's free food. Hey, by the way, you know, some fire and brimstone message and or here's a gospel tract. Our aim in building community is not with some hidden agenda of, and they're going to know God, although we want them to. It's more of, we love our community, we love the people around us, and we want to know them better because we love God. If that makes sense. And so I was afraid that people were going to think it was the other thing, that we were trying to trick them into coming so that we could browbeat them or do something. And I was really glad the trailer didn't have the church logo on it that just said "Hi Neighbor Block Parties."
But it was cool because actually there was a lot of people like taking pictures of the trailer or taking pictures of the whole setup that were like, I'm going to email this to my pastor friend, or this is a fabulous idea, I'm going to tell my church about it. And so it was cool to see a lot of people really wanted to copy the idea. So
yeah, any of the people who aren't quote unquote church people, I mean, we told them that that our church believes that neighbors knowing each other is an investment in the community, and so this is one way that they invest in the community. And everyone thought that was great. That was a really great thing. It was obvious that we had gone all out to have kind of the first block party in a while. But yeah, it was people were very very receptive to the fact that the church had stuff available for this, and I didn't get any sense that people were scared off because it was I'm just paranoid.
Well, if somebody was, you know, listening to this episode or, you know, was thinking about possibly hosting a block party, what would you tell them?
One thing that we didn't mention yet is that there's also a gift card available, which we don't have a lot of extra money. So it was really helpful to us to be able to go and buy all of the stuff we needed for the food with that gift card. So if you don't have a lot of extra money like us, don't be scared of doing it. And then also it is a bit of work. So part of our extra work was cleaning our house while having two toddlers that were destroying it as we were cleaning it. And then also just getting our backyard ready. But I mean, you can do it at a park or anywhere else too. Anyway, so I would just suggest having, like we did, some other families who can definitely come the day that you want to throw it so that they can help you out. Even if it's just the day of. They didn't help us with anything really ahead of time, but they helped us unload the trailer and set up the chairs and tables and set up the popcorn machine. Kelly and Marty Skrabka are in our neighborhood as well. So they were, I think Marty was setting up the popcorn machine and snow cone stuff. So yeah, so it was great to have people helping, and even though it was a lot of work the day of, it was definitely worth it. It was mm-hmm. something, like Chase mentioned, we believe knowing your neighbors is important, and building relationships with them, and we personally just get a lot of joy from it. Our kids love all of our neighbors. They get really excited every time they see our next door neighbor coming out with his dogs, and so we just had a great time, and it's totally worth it, even though it is a little bit of work.
Yeah, I would say definitely, what I want people to know is that people want to come and do it. Also, on a more practical side, get someone else to do the grilling. I spent the whole time grilling and didn't get as much of a chance to talk with people, which was a real poor foresight on my end. It's good, and it's a great introduction. I think the trick for us now is to figure out follow up of how to continue to engage with people, and at the very least, I mean, we have a lot more people we can say hi to as we walk or drive around. But it's, you know, we're still trying to move forward in having other stuff that people are involved in.
We did start a Facebook group for our neighborhood as well, just for people to invite others to other things, or we have a girls group me as well with some of the girls in the neighborhood, so some ways that we can keep up and continue building relationships with, so.
Oh, that's great. Now, Brian, there's folks listening that may be interested in bringing this block party to their neighborhood. What should they do?
Yeah, hey, thanks for that great story, Chase and Julie. That was awesome. We would love for more block parties to happen. We've got a couple months of good weather here before it gets cold again. So you can go to the Wildwood website at wildwoodchurch.org/block party. So wildwoodchurch.org/block party will get you all the information. There's a form on there you can fill out. You can read all the information and get more details.
Great, and a link for that will be in the show notes today. But I just want to thank Chase and Julie for being here. Thanks so much for making some space tonight.
Yeah, of course.
And Brian, thanks for being here with us as well. And thank you for joining us on today's episode. Well, this has been another episode of This is Wildwood. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we would love to hear your story of how you've seen God at work. So go to wildwoodchurch.org/This is Wildwood, and let us know what's happening. We'd love to feature your story on a future episode. Friends, we will talk with you soon, but until then, let's follow Jesus together to the glory of God.